You're listening to SBS News.
The number of HIV diagnoses is at its lowest since 2001, with only 835 cases reported in Australia in 2018. The latest report from the University of New South Wales's Kirby Institute shows over the last 5 years there has been a 23% drop in the number of HIV diagnoses. Head of the Kirby Institute's HIV Surveillance Evaluation and Research Program, Professor Rebecca Guy, says the number of cases reduced across almost all states and territories over the past year.
In 2014, there were close to 1,100 HIV diagnoses in Australia. Steady declines, and in 2018, 834 new HIV diagnoses. It's the lowest number we've seen in 18 years. Last year, we reported a 7% decline. This year, we're able to report a 23% decline, and the decline has been seen across Australia.
The main cause of the decline is linked to a significant reduction in the number of reported cases amongst men who have male sexual partners. Between 2014 and 2018, there was a 30% reduction amongst this group of people being diagnosed with HIV. The decrease in the number of people amongst gay and bisexual men is attributed to testing options becoming easier, HIV treatment improving, and the introduction of preventative medication. Head of HIV Epidemiology and Prevention Program at the Kirby Institute, Professor Andrew Grulich, says making pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP medication available on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme last year has greatly reduced the number of cases.
PrEP is a one-pill, once-a-day treatment, which is highly effective in preventing HIV. It's a reduced combination of the same drugs that are used for treating HIV. And when taken as prescribed, it's close to 100% effective in preventing HIV.
Professor Grulich says by the end of 2018, around 18,500 people were receiving PrEP on the PBS. He says while the data is promising, more people need to be embracing PrEP in order to end HIV in Australia.
We're really quite pleased with the way that many gay and bisexual men have embraced PrEP as a way to protect themselves from HIV. We do have research data that suggests that 41% of gay men in 2017, 41% of those at high risk of HIV were taking PrEP. The data from mathematical modelling, however, would suggest that PrEP coverage needs to be significantly higher if we want to keep moving towards HIV elimination.
While there has been significant reductions in the number of HIV diagnoses amongst the gay and bisexual male community as a whole, within the group, the number of men who were not born in Australia being diagnosed with HIV has not decreased. When it comes to heterosexual men, the number of HIV diagnoses has also not decreased. Professor Guy says heterosexual men make up roughly 20% of Australia's annual HIV diagnoses.
It's important to note here that for heterosexual diagnoses, these diagnoses are about 200 per year, which is actually a small number considering the large population of heterosexuals in Australia. But what you can see is the diagnoses have remained stable, and we haven't seen the same rate of decline as you can see for men who have sex with men.
Similarly, Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander populations have also seen the number of HIV diagnoses remain stable over the past 5 years. Associate Professor James Ward is the Aboriginal Health Head of Infectious Disease Research at the South Australian Institute for Health and Medical Research. He says the number of diagnoses is double that of non-Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander groups. He says targeted prevention and treatment strategies are needed.
There has been no significant change, and certainly not a corresponding decrease as has occurred in the non-Aboriginal population. And that's despite Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people noted as a priority population in policy and clinical guidelines around Australia. And we think that the impact of PrEP is not having a great effect in our population, and this requires targeted interventions to make sure that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are not left behind.
While the report shows the need to increase prevention and treatment amongst certain groups, CEO at the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisation, Daryl O'Donnell, says the data is promising.
Australia really now does have all the tools that we need in order to drive HIV to low levels. Really what this data reminds us all is that we do have that opportunity in Australia. It will require very, very intensive effort, particularly to get to those who are not currently benefiting, whether that's gay men who aren't community connected, who aren't Australian-born, who aren't living in the big cities, or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities or heterosexual communities. There will need to be a really intensive and passionate effort.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.